Ms. Hale?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Mr. Keel?
Here.
Ms. Treem?
Here.
Mayor Weldon?
Here.
The quorum is present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Our first order of business is our special order of business, and we have a proclamation for the Civil Air Patrol. Are there any Civil Air Patrol members here? Come on up.
Lisa Marks.
Thank you, Lisa, for coming. So here's a proclamation in commemoration of the 77th anniversary of the Civil Air Patrol. Whereas the Civil Air Patrol was founded on December 1, 1941, to supplement the U.S. military during World War II, and whereas in 1948, the Civil Air Patrol was designated as a U.S. Air Force official auxiliary with three missions, emergency services, cadet programs, and aerospace education. And whereas, since the Civil Air Patrol's beginning, the organization has set itself apart during the country's most tumultuous times, locating enemy submarines during World War II, assisting rescuers and state agencies immediately following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, heavily supporting hurricane relief efforts in 2005, 2008, 2012, 2017, and 2018, and in response to the Exxon Valdez oil spill in 1989 and the Gulf Coast oil spill in 2010, as well as aiding communities during other natural disasters such as floods, wildfires, ice storms, and tornadoes. And whereas the Civil Air Patrol further provides vital homeland security missions that help ensure the protection of the nation's capital and the nation as a whole by assisting Air Force pilots with target intercept training, as well as the military with acquiring distant targets. And whereas the Civil Air Patrol provides exceptional educational and growth opportunities for youth through its nearly 25,000 member strong cadet program, which annually provides access to top national summer flight academies to learn to fly powered or glider aircraft, as well as to more than 30 national programs emphasizing leadership and careers in aviation. And therefore, be it hereby resolved that the City and Borough of Juneau hereby commends the Civil Air Patrol for its 77 years of Missions for America and its outstanding cadet and aerospace programs, which annually touch the lives and ensure the safety of thousands of American citizens. Now, therefore, I, Beth A. Weldon, hereby proclaim December 1st through December 7th, 2018, as Civil Air Patrol Week in Juneau, Alaska, and encourage all citizens to join in the observance. In witness whereof, I have hereto set my hand and caused the seal of the City and Borough of Juneau, Alaska, to be affixed this 26th day of November 2018. Beth A. Weldon, Mayor. We'll bring him up when he comes in.
Yes, okay.
In the meantime, I will give this to you.
Thank you.
That leads us to the manager's request for agenda changes. Mr. Manager.
I think you want to do the minutes first.
Oh, sorry. Approval of the minutes. Apologize for that. Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the minutes be approved. One very small correction that I already turned in to the clerk. And ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing none, we'll move on to Mr. Manager.
I have no agenda changes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. And now we're moving on to public participation on non-agenda items. And we will start with Mr. Quayle.
William Quayle, 415 Willoughby, number 305. This is about the operating a pedicab at night. A lot of times I've been turned down by the both city managers about trying to get the regulation changed. And when it comes to risk management, compared to riding a bike, neither one of the managers actively ride bikes, okay? And that's a big factor, okay? Because they realize, they say, well, riding a bike at night and by yourself when you're in a single bike is there is some risk. But when it comes to something that's 50 inches wide, it's just like you having a whole car in front of you, okay? And you have less chance of a car going to run into you, and you're gonna and like in Glacier, which is very, very pitch black. And I've been riding my bike, at least where I'm on my fourth year. I haven't anybody they clear because they have 11 lights, LED lights on the back. The pedicab is very well lit, and the front has 5 LED lights in the front, and it's much more than a motorcycle. And when it comes to claims made, I'm pretty sure that they don't have any claims at night with other cities at night in the last 3 years. And that alone, if I filed it suit, you know, would be enough to have a very solid case. I'm very seriously thinking of, if I don't get any results on this, is to put up a GoFundMe page. And until I feel that I'm going to win the case, I'm going to file suit. But I don't want to come to that. And I'd rather see it where I've tried to get it so there's a trial time, like the 1st, the 11th, and New Year's Eve. There's the times where I've had people ask me for rights. And I'd like to be able to do that. And no cooperation.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Quayle. Any questions for Mr. Quayle? Seeing and hearing none, thank you. And now we will have Joab, I'm guessing Cario, but might be wrong. Introduction, there we go. There he is. Please state your name and address, please.
My name is Joab Cano. I live at 2971 Glacierwood Court. Good evening, Mayor Weldon and all the assembly members. As I said, my name is Joab Cano. I just recently relocated to Juneau. I am a missionary of the church, the Light of the World. And the youth that you see here are my companions. They're my brethren. There's a couple more. But we just wanted to stop by and introduce ourselves to the mayor and everyone to let you know that we come here sent by the Apostle of Jesus Christ, Nason Joaquin Garcia. Our church is located in every state in the United States and in Mexico and in over 55 countries in the world. There's in Anchorage, there's a church, but that was it in Alaska. And he wants us to expand in Alaska to help the communities. He has seen the need for the communities, and he has sent us to be good Christians and to be good citizens as well. The doctrine that we have learned is to respect our authorities, to pray for them, so we will be praying for all of you. We are going to try and get involved in the community as much as we can to be part of this community. We'll be here for some of us for 2 years, some for 1 year, and depending on the time frame, others will come. Like I said, just to help out the community, we hope to meet all of you at a more personal level. The Apostle Jesus Christ will come to Alaska soon. We don't know when, but you are all invited. Once we have a date, we'll give you a specific time, and we hope to meet all of you on a personal level. So thank you.
Okay, welcome, Mr. Cano. Is there any questions for Mr. Cano? All right, thank you, and thank welcome you. To Juneau. Thank welcome you. Back, I should say. Okay, I have no other public participation unless someone didn't get a chance to sign up. Okay, that moves us to our consent agenda. Any public requests for consent agenda changes? Seeing, hearing none. Any assembly requests for consent agenda changes? Assembly action. Ms. Gladyszewski.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move the consent agenda, and I would ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing, hearing no objection, the consent agenda is passed. Give a moment for let the room empty. All right, that moves us to public hearing. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-11P, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $15,000 as increased funding for the Youth Scholarship Program, funding provided by the Juneau Community Foundation and Friends of Zach Gordon Youth Center.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
Friends of the Zach Gordon Youth Center, the Juneau Community Foundation, and Juneau Parks and Recreation are piloting a project to increase the scholarship amounts available to help children participate in activities in Juneau. Currently, the Youth Scholarship Program, managed by Parks and Rec, is capped at $10,000. The Juneau Community Foundation has agreed to fund an additional $10,000 to the program, and Friends of Zach Gordon Youth Center is matching this funding with an additional $5,000. Special marketing and outreach will take place to reach families most in need throughout Juneau. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Excuse me. Any public want to testify on this one? Seeing, hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Edwardson.
I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2018-11P, and I recommend unanimous consent.
All right. Any objections? Seeing, hearing none, the ordinance is adopted. That leads us to unfinished business. Mr. Attorney. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. So this is the Juneau Seventh-day Adventist School versus CBJ Assessor Appeal. On June 1st, 2018, the CBJ assessor denied a request from Seventh-day Adventist for a complete educational or religious use exemption for approximately 0.7 acres of property located on 4890 Glacier Highway. The school filed a timely appeal. On June 25th, the assembly accepted the appeal and referred it to a hearing officer. The CBJ assessor had previously granted a conditional exemption on the property for 2017, subject to the receipt of sufficient evidence to demonstrate exclusive religious or educational use on the entire 2.8-acre parcel. Consistent with Seal Trust 1, the assessor considered evidence after the appeal was filed and determined there was now sufficient evidence of educational use to justify an educational exemption. The assessor granted the exemption, which mooted the appeal. On November 14th, the hearing officer issued a proposed order that the appeal be dismissed and the CBJ refund the church its appeal costs and taxes paid, plus interest approximately $2,370, as provided by CBJ and state law. CBJ Appellate Code 0150150C governs this process. Unless rejected or modified by an affirmative vote tonight of the Assembly, the hearing officer's proposed order shall be deemed adopted by the Assembly. No testimony or evidence of any nature other than that contained in a timely filed objection may be received by the Assembly tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney. So we don't take testimony tonight, so I'll bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Keel.
Move orders of the day.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, so moved. Okay, that brings us to new business. Mr. Manager.
I have no new business. Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to staff reports.
I also have no staff report.
Okay, that brings us to assembly reports. Okay, so mayor's report. First, we'll do an item of business. We're trying to get ahead of the game on the city manager's evaluation since we were a little behind last year. So I'm appointing an evaluation committee tonight, and that will be Mr. Jones, Ms. Gladyszewski, and Ms. Treen. And I will let you guys determine your chair and when you meet first. So we'll leave that up to you. So that's the first item of business. Happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope everybody got to spend time with family and friends.
I was lucky enough to carve the turkey at the Salvation Army, and they normally feed about 500, so that was a fun event. Lots of people, lots of food. And a happy belated Happy Veterans Day to all our veterans. I'm getting used to my role with meeting all kinds of different groups, so I have met with Juneau Travel. I have met with Kirby Day with the Tourism Best Management Practice. I've met with the Chamber. All of us attended the Alaska Municipal League, and I attended the Conference of Mayors, and all of our staff, or most of our staff, was there also. So we found out that Juneau has similar issues to other cities in the state, and we're doing okay in lots of areas, including our finances. And we're seeing, at least for the southeast area, to be kind of the expert on cruise ships and homelessness. So we've had lots of questions on those two topics, or at least I did. So Mr. Manager and I got to meet Admiral Matt Bell, so that was a fun meeting. And I also got to participate in the lighting of the Douglas Christmas tree. So that's what I've been up to. We'll start with Mr. Bryson down there.
Thank you, Mayor Weldon. On the 6th of November, I went to the PRAC as the liaison. They had a new member, Will Modoon. We got a presentation from the Eagle Valley Center Lodge. It is actually a profitable venture. It's made more money than they've spent on it. They are proposing an Eagle Valley Center public use cabin at the Amalga Meadows Park. They, of course, need lots of money for new playground equipment and deferred maintenance. There's not going to be a December meeting because there were no issues facing PRAC. And then on the 13th, Planning Commission, I did not attend it because I, too, was at the Alaska Municipal League. However, I read up on it, followed up. They passed items that we're going to see in the future, including Makerspace, Fritz Cove land that we've been talking about, the archipelago, the project by the Jetty LLC, the condos out in Auk Bay, that got tabled. They did not have enough members to readdress that issue, and so they'll be discussing that on the 27th here. And aside from AML, those are probably my most two active meetings that I've gone to.
Thank you, Mr. Bryson. Ms. Hale.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've been attending Juneau Commission on Sustainability and Related Activities quite a bit. It's a highly engaged group, and they are interfacing with a lot of other groups in town. They had a Juneau Economic Development Council had a renewable energy cluster that sponsored a meeting with a fellow about a possible heat pump conversion program. I attended that. That was well attended. They also Renewable Juneau, I believe, had a Heat Pump 101 workshop with at least 140 people. It was just really full of people, so there were a lot of people there, and we all learned a lot. I met with Scott Chambor on the Affordable Housing and the Housing Action Plan. That was a very productive meeting. Had our first Child Care Committee meeting today. And Commission on Aging, I've either missed because I had a conflict or they had to cancel meetings because of sick children. So I have not yet made a Commission on Aging meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sale. Ms. Dream.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Since our last regular assembly meeting, I have also been inundated with people who want to hang out with me. I'm sure because of my charming personality. So I had lunch with some retired IBEW members, and we had a great conversation about what they see as important issues facing the Assembly and Juneau in general. The Alaska Municipal League Conference was great. I had a lovely time with all of you and all of the other people there, and Madam Clerk did an excellent job in our newly elected official training. Thank you for that. I went to an Affordable Housing Commission meeting. They are having a discussion on board governance that seems to be ongoing and not yet resolved. And they also heard from some representatives from CBIA. I also attended Renewable Juno's Heat Pump 101 workshop and evangelized for a couple minutes about heat pumps and how much I love my own heat pump. And finally, in other news, last week was Startup Week in Alaska, and I think here in Juneau we had one event, which was an entrepreneur meetup. So that's my report.
Thank you, Ms. Tree. Mr. Edwardson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Earlier this evening, 6 o'clock, the Human Resources Committee met and discussed appointments for boards and commissions. The committee recommends that the Assembly appoint Doreen Lorenz to the Sister Cities Committee for a term beginning immediately and ending January 1st, 2022.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, she is appointed.
Juneau Economics Development Committee. The Human Resources Committee recommends that the Assembly appoint Alec Mesteg and Keith Comstock to a second three-year term and Jake Carpenter to a first three-year term, beginning immediately and ending on or around November 2021.
Any objections to any of those three? Seeing and hearing none, they are appointed.
Thank you. The only other thing that I have in comments is I'm hoping to get more applications for the interviews that were scheduled for the 3rd of December. We don't really have as many as I would like, and I would like to postpone the interviews until the 13th and advertise until the 5th, unless anybody has any objections.
Anybody object to that?
No objection, just to so advertise until
the 5th.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sure, assuming staff has no objection.
So it's Planning Commission and Hospital Board.
That just the advertisements.
Yeah, but yeah. Those are the two things. Mm-hmm. So anybody who's considering or thought they missed the deadline, if you want to be on the Planning Commission or the Hospital Board, you
correct.
Still have till December 5th. Thank you very much.
Okay, anything else, Mr. Edwardson? Oh, sorry, seeing and hearing no objection. We will move the application period, extend it to December 5th.
Thank you. Nothing else.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Public Works and Facilities Committee met on the 19th. We had a discussion with Docks and Harbors on a proposal to reallocate marine passenger fees from TWIC readers to security shelters. And we recommended staff to move forward with whatever required ordinances so that those would be brought back before the full assembly. We also had a discussion on local improvement district closures, McGinnis Subdivision, Eagles Edge Water Systems that are about to close out in the next couple of months, and the actual assessments will be sent to the residents since these are actual assessments are sent at the end of the projects. So we may be getting some calls, but that was more of an information item. Juneau School District has not met since we last had an assembly meeting, but they have started a process of getting public opinion on the qualities and qualifications that the public and others would like to see in terms of a superintendent. They had one at Harborview on the 17th that I attended. It was about an hour. There were maybe 6 people there, at least 2 of them representing the teachers' unions. There is a meeting tomorrow night at Zatagahini at 4:30. That is primarily for teachers and other staff to talk to the school board. Wednesday night at 6, I believe, at Thunder Mountain High School is the third one. They're hoping to bring back part of a report in December, and they're scheduling for their meeting in January to make a decision whether they will do an in-state recruitment, an out-of-state recruitment, or talk to the current superintendent about becoming the permanent superintendent. That should be done in January. The next Juneau School Board District meeting is on the 11th, the work session at 4:30, and the meeting at 6 out at Thunder Mountain High School. The DBA met, has not met since we last met. Their next meeting is on the 13th, unless that gets rescheduled. During the summer, it's hard to get a quorum, and during the winter, when everybody's on vacation, it's hard to get a quorum. So sometimes those dates change. And it was mentioned already, today at noon, we held the first child care committee meeting, did some introductions, did some thinking out loud, which is not always comfortable to listen to, but it's there. And our next regular meeting is on the 7th of December, and then we followed up by meeting on the 14th of December, and then we'll break until January. Those meetings are Fridays. They'll start at 12:15 and hopefully be done by 1:30 on those days. And that's it for me.
Vice Chair.
Hmm?
You want to announce the Vice Chair?
Oh, the Vice Chair. We did select the Vice Chair, and it's the interim superintendent of schools, Bridget Weiss, is the Vice Chair.
All right.
And she will be on the phone on the 7th because she'll be up at Anchorage for a meeting, so.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Ms. Becker?
Is there a consideration of using, like, the State School Board Association or, the SSAB?
They
Association for their search?
The ideas that they have so far is if they use the School Board Association and they do an in-state, they figure it will cost anywhere from $7,000 to $11,000. If they use the Association of School Boards to do a nationwide search, like they did for the past superintendent, they estimate the cost could be $40,000 to $50,000. If they simply hire the current superintendent, the cost is zero. But they are collecting, they have a pretty strategic, they have four or five qualifications, strengths of the school district, weaknesses, strengths they want to see in a superintendent, those kinds of things. They're trying to collect that same information at all of these particular public meetings. They also have something out, may have to go to the school board website. There is a, and now I can't remember, but it is a public site, sort of like SurveyMonkey, where people can go out and make comments, and they're collecting information on that as well. So hopefully by January, they'll have a pretty broad input, and then they'll make their decision.
All right. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The UAS Campus Council has not met since our last assembly meeting. Neither has the Finance Committee, although we next meet on December the 12th. A number of members have mentioned the Alaska Municipal League. We did have a brief board meeting while I was up there, and my term on the AML board has ended. Congratulations to Mr. Jones for taking over that spot, the Juno seat on the AML board, and that makes him responsible for these liaison reports from here on out. Other items of interest, I had the pleasure of attending a school advocacy training workshop that the Great Alaska Schools Group put on here in Juneau last weekend with a lot of help and technical assistance from the Association of Alaska School Boards. Tremendous turnout, folks interested in advocating for stronger schools and school funding at the state level. Those doing the training, other than me, mentioned repeatedly that advocacy to the assembly probably ought to begin with thanks for the consistent track record of maximizing the city's investment in education. So I thought it would be worth reporting on that, so that you all knew that feedback is filtering out. Like the mayor, I attended both Veterans Day events. My thanks to the service organizations and the Southeast Native Vets who put those on. I had the opportunity last week to also attend a VA town hall here in Juneau. Head of the VA for Alaska, as well as some of their service folks, both on the benefits side and the health side, came down to answer veterans' questions and provide contact information for folks. They report that they're doing a significantly better job with getting people's questions answered. Hold times are down, wait times for appointments are down, so they have been making some progress that they're pretty proud of, which is good news for those who have served. And then the last thing I have, it probably won't surprise folks to hear that I've hung out a little bit around the State Elections Review Board as they've gotten ready to certify the state election. They, have, of course, do their work here in the capital city. There is one house race in the state that is particularly high profile, particularly close, particularly sensitive. And I just wanted to comment that they put their A team of State Election Review Board members on that race, the most experienced, most knowledgeable folks, one of whom we get to claim some connection to because she's the mayor's mother. So our thanks to all the members of the State Election Review Board for their great work, but also our compliments to the mayor on coming from somebody who knows her stuff.
Thank you.
Good job.
Ms. Becker.
Thank you. Like you had any choice before you thank you, Madam Mayor. The land trade between CBJ and the Rogers was on the consent agenda, so we'll discuss that next meeting, I'm assuming. There's a request by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities that the city donate two temporary access easements, four permanent easements, and a temporary construction easement. And basically that's for the purpose of working on the part of the land near the Twin Lakes and putting in culverts. And so we definitely passed a motion of support. Then that request was sent to PRAC, Planning Commission. It will then come back to lands and then to the Assembly for approval by ordinance. A lot of places. The request from Thomas and Lisa Daugherty to purchase 530 square feet of city land. That was the next item we talked about. Lands recommends a motion of support to the Assembly to work with the original applicant and dispose of 530 square feet of CBJ property. The Planning Commission will review it before the Assembly writes an ordinance and has it for public hearing. It's a very small piece of land because they don't have enough land to have to subdivide it into two pieces. They're that much. They're 530 square feet short, and so anyway, the Alaska Committee, Chamber Board, Docks and Harbors that I'm liaison to, they all had meetings while I was gone to AML. The next Alaska Committee meeting will be December 12th. The next Chamber Board will be December 12th. Docks and Harbor Board, November 29. Some things I did that were fun. I attended the Santa Kahini Honor Roll event. It included the students in the bands playing. They're just very good at 2 months or whatever into the school year. And then, of course, there were some older ones, too. I saw my grandchildren in the play Matilda, which was directed by my neighbor here's wife, who always does a spectacular job. And let's see, Chamber Board 12. Then I went to AML, of course, like all of you did. And no one said this, but I voted. Did the rest of you vote?
Ah.
on what?
I think it was on whether or not. Okay, and that's it, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Becker. Ms. Gladyszewski.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Committee of the Whole met on November 19th. We talked about an ordinance amending the Health and Sanitation Code relating to smoking limitations, asked that the Law Department draft up an ordinance basically complying with matching our laws, our ordinances with state statute, except for a couple that we will be more restrictive than. We also talked about waterfront infill development, the archipelago area property. That was introduced today at this meeting. Item D was introduced, so we'll hear that next time. We also talked about an ordinance amending the zoning map to try to rezone a piece of property on Sherwood Estates, Sherwood Lane, from industrial to light commercial. The Committee of the Whole recommended against that, but that will be heard on December 17th at the next assembly meeting. And we also talked about an ordinance amending the land use code relating to alternative residential subdivisions. Went over that and asked some questions there at the end that the law department and the manager's department will work on. We'll probably see that again at the COW on the 10th before it's introduced on the 17th. Our next COW is December 10th. AML I went to, like everyone, I too went to the two Veterans Days celebrations, commemorations at Centennial Hall and the A and B Hall, the 100th anniversary of the Armistice. So that was, those were both great events. Also went to the Sacred Site Memorial unveiling this last Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, at the Gastineau School. It was a great event. People spoke from the heart, talked about holding each other up. That community, the Douglas Indian Association, the Taku Kwan, went through some traumatic things, and they are moving forward. And as it said, the quote from David Katsika that was in the paper today, we are holding each other up and encouraging each other, and it was a very moving celebration there. So I felt privileged to be there for that. And I think that's all I have. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Glaszewski. And one thing that I forgot to add is we will see everybody at 8 a.m. on Saturday for our retreat. So, and we sent out the agendas at the COW. So is our commanding officer here? Come on up. So on behalf of the city, we proclaim December 1st through the 8th is Civil Air Patrol Week. So we're looking forward to that, and we appreciate your mission that you've done in Juneau and around the state. So,
all right. Well, I appreciate the time that you've given me here, and I know that my personnel officer, Lisa Marks, she showed up with somebody as a backup plan, you know, when it comes to a military, even auxiliary. I'm a 30-year member of the military myself. I got out. I just couldn't get enough of it, so I stayed in Civil Air Patrol. And I enjoy the mission, but the simple fact that we are training cadets, we're training future leaders. We're actually training three cadets to be pilots now. There are two of them are soloing in the Civil Air Patrol aircraft. You're a pilot out there, and you see the CAP airplane. They're student driver, absolutely. Yeah, but they're doing a great job. They wouldn't be turned loose with this aircraft had they not gone through very rigorous requirements, and we have several certified flight instructors. And I don't know if you know, across the nation, there is a 1,000 pilot shortage. They had to recall pilots back into the aviation industry because we're just not making enough pilots across the nation. So that's part of our mission, is to try to fulfill that role and fill those gaps there as well with the pilot mission. So these cadets, they're very interested. We're trying to figure out ways to raise money for them, to keep them flying, grants, anything else we can kind of come up with. We do have a shortfall across, I guess, state funding has been cut, so we're trying to figure out ways to keep our doors open here. So, you know, anybody that's creative can certainly help out with that, and may look for your input. But thank you, Mayor Weldon, and appreciate the proclamation of CAP Week.
All right, thank you. All right. They would all like to shake your hand.
They would.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Rob.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right. All right. That brings us to continuation of public participation on non-agenda items. So I just see Mr. Quayle. Mr. Quayle, come on up.
This was brought up during the meeting. I urge the assembly not to approve the managers for up for renewal. What goes around comes around, because they haven't been helping me out. and I think I have a good reason. So I urge the Assembly not to vote no. Period. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Quayle. Okay, and we have no executive session. It's a miracle tonight. So with that being said, going once, going twice, we are adjourned.
Wow.
Well, I think that was for that one.